Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Never broke a lot of hearts last night, including Kyle's. Probably broke yours. You didn't even realize it. I don't know if he broke Hugh's heart.
No, he didn't break my heart.
He should have. You stood up for him. He made you look ridiculous. You realize that?
Not really.
Well,
I think it's deeper than that. But I understand. I'm in solidarity with my man Kyle. I understand where he's coming from, but
You're not in solidarity with me. You've left me high and dry today.
You shoot a mint while the guy's pouring his heart out.
I don't feel the same way. I mean, I don't feel the same way Kyle does, but I understand.
Because you're looking for gray area that's not there. Bottom line is, the guy got walked all over.
Me look for a gray area?
Yes.
Never.
Yes. Never. The guy got walked all over. Oh, you're out of the game for defense. Oh, yeah? Bleep you. Okay. I guess I'll put you back in on defense. I mean, that's what happened.
So basically, the way y'all framed me, he went in there and was like, look here, old man. I appreciate you embarrassing me in front of my family like that.
Yes.
You do it again, I'm going to put hands on you.
I mean, you added a little sauce to it, but that's what happened.
And then he came back.
And he left him in the game.
And he said, you know what? He's going to be in there regardless.
He did. He told Franski that.
Now, I will admit, the regardless was a little over the top.
Yes.
Because especially when you don't know how the game is going to play out. I get that.
It's preposterous what happened.
Yeah, I don't think.
It just shows.
I don't think Topper's soft.
Well, I think he is. And listen, you can win with a soft manager as long as everyone knows he's soft. Topper tried to be a tough guy. It didn't work.
They tried to be a tough guy.
And then we went back to being soft, and that's where we're at right now. All right,
soft.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but that's where we're at. 215-592-9494. You should be disappointed in Rob Thompson. I'm sorry. I expected it, but a lot of you people out there.
You people.
Should be disappointed in you. Well, careful, Joe.
I should have done that. It's all right.
Not today.
Talking to the YouTube audience.
Yeah, we were in trouble. Yeah, we were in trouble.
This is your fault.
Could you? Somebody tuning in out of context.
Go ahead, out of context.
Tuning in
what
for the first
doing?
Time today.
Yeah.
It's like, what did Joe just say?
And why is he working today?
Why is he here?
Why did he show up today? All right. Let's get back to the phones. And then we got to get to something that pretty egregious that went down in the city this week. And it's nothing to do with Jalen Hurts and his ranking on this list.
It has anything to do with Hugh's Clues?
Well... Yes.
Wait a minute.
People need help.
I'm gonna catch a straight regardless. So you know you don't have to add any.
Let's grab Black Gritty and then we will get to the clues. And the egregious thing that I could already feel Hugh taking a victory lap for, that is just gonna drive me nuts. Black Gritty's up. Hey, what's up, Black Gritty?
Hugh, what to do? I'm free Hugh.
What's going on, Black Gritty?
Hugh, it's June 10th. Okay, I'm gonna get the topic, but let me leave. Joe Gilio, watching you people. You got too many you people flying up out of your grill right now.
You
okay?
People watching on YouTube,
look,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, you people, you might as well change that, because I can't trust you, Joe Gilio. And the man had to come in on his day off to make sure y'all stayed in line. Okay?
Oh, stop. He could have taken the day off. He chose not to.
No. He got to keep you on that Jalen Hurts line, because ESP set your show on fire the other day. Oh, he was on that back.
He spoke nonsense. Brought up Nick Foles.
You got ripped by a dude with a soccer jersey on. I don't want to hear nothing.
That's just because everyone wants to agree with them. He didn't make a single point that made sense. It's nonsense.
That is true. It is the one few times I agree with you. You're right about that. I'll give you that. That's one point for you. But otherwise, Mr. Juneteenth, shut your mouth. Okay, now as far as Topper's concerned, let me tell you something. Topper is soft as baby back ribs. This dude out here, Ohtani got hit the other day. $1 billion player got hit, payback. That's a manager. That's how you do it. Next, I don't care if you're worth $1 billion. You hit my guy, you get hit. Top right here being soft. Stay soft, Top, don't open your mouth. Because Castellanos don't play. Reporters don't want to interview this dude. I wouldn't want to manage him. I think he's like connected. I don't want to say nothing on the airwaves. I'm trying to get nobody in trouble. But when Nick come out with his little chain out and his button popped down two times, I'm just saying, he connected. He knows somebody. You better put that boy out there in the field. Anybody listening to Topper and his song stuff, he sounds soft like you, Joe Jelly Out. Soft. You don't know nothing about sports. Kyle, shut your mouth and don't do nothing on the board. It's Juneteenth. Free you. Free. Watching you people. I talk to y'all.
All right, Black Gritty. We appreciate your phone call. He wanted to free you.
I'm not enslaved, I guess. I don't know what other way to say it. I don't think
anyone thought that.
Free to come and go as I please.
I think it's almost time to go.
it's a heck of a word to use on this particular
day.
I'm just saying
the way he said it, I thought, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I had, like, okay, to just let everybody know, I had the opportunity to take the day off.
We all did. I mean,
But we decided as a show of solidarity to the show, I was like, hey, man, I'm.
So
today.
I got to, now that we're here,
yes,
now,
we are
now
here.
That we're here, I just want to point out, now we all had the opportunity, today is a holiday, right?
Yes, it is.
It's a holiday. And so obviously anyone working could take the day off if they choose.
If they chose to.
If their company, it's like, not. I know every job's different, but like a company like ours, we acknowledge all the holidays, you could take them off. It felt like you particularly were asked, do you want to work today?
No.
No one said, Joe, are you sure you want to work today?
No.
That's fine. I just thought it was funny. Listen, no one actually said it like, hey, you really want to work today?
Since we're here,
yep.
I mean, I had a conversation. You know, the boss, like, we have a great boss. Let me say that first. But, you know, I'm at the point, you know, like being, like when I got fired from ESPN with a suit on. When I get called into the office, I get a little nervous. You know what I mean? I get a little nervous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you don't know.
Are you in trouble? They just want to know if you want the day off or
but,
not.
But for whatever reason, I am just programmed. Whenever Rod said, hey, man, I need to talk to you for a minute. Yeah. I got a little nervous. So he pulled me to the side. And he said, hey, you know, I know, you know, Thursday, Juneteenth, and, you know, it's recognized a holiday. If you want to take the day off, I have no problem. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I mean, you know, because the way I looked at it is this. Like, I work from 10 to 2, and I have enough time to hit all the Juneteenth festivities if that's what I want to do.
Sure.
I understand. Ike works later in the day. It's a different dynamic. I get that. So I was like, no, I'm not. It's not a big deal because anything that I want to do Juneteenth related probably is not going to start until I get off of work. So I'm, you know, that's kind of how I looked at it. And plus, I thoroughly enjoy what I do on a day-to-day basis.
And you thought you can come in here, chew some mints, and get away with it.
I thought I was going to, you know, at least get that going.
We're happy to have you in here.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
All right, before we go any further, now that we have you here and we have not that much time to go, we need to hit this because I could feel your reaction already. So we know that afternoon show is unveiling the top 11 athletes of Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
And the final voting, like the actual list, not just my list and yours and Kyle's and everyone's, but the actual list, the official WIP list is half of our voting as a staff and half the listeners. So that's how the voting is done. Mm-hmm. And then we get the list and they're unveiling some of the spots day by day. So here's what we found out so far. Number 11, Devontae Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Joel Embiid. Number 9, Jordan Mailata. Number 8, Kyle Schwarber. Number 7, Jalen Carter. Number 6, Lane Johnson. Now, they did unveil something yesterday, and you could probably kind of start guessing in your head who the top 5 are going to be in some order.
Mm-hmm.
But with what we know and what we're going to find out, they did unveil yesterday that Zach Bond did not make the top 11. That he did not make it. I think I heard Spike say yesterday that the WIP staff had him a little bit higher than the listeners, and it just didn't equate to him making it. You know, he just didn't get enough votes. I think it's crazy. How is Zach Bond not a top 11 athlete right now in Philadelphia? And look, I love Devontae Smith, and he's a really good player. He wasn't close to as impactful as Zach Bond. Joel Embiid is a part-time player now. He plays half seasons. I'm just using those because those are the last two guys in the list. Hugh, I found it crazy that Zach Bond all-pro linebacker, the real 53 for the Philadelphia Eagles, did not make the list. Your reaction to Zach Bond not making the top 11?
Oh. So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. Out of the, like, you said the list of the people voted, and right now, as it stands, the Eagles that are on the list are most, well, Jalen Carter's one, right? It's only one defensive player?
One defensive player. It's just Jalen Carter.
And the defense led the way, it, like, from your guys' perspective.
No. You could just go where you were about to go before you tried to couch it with us.
No, I'm
tell
not
us the truth of
no,
what happened.
No. I'm just asking before everybody gets all violent and everything.
No
I'm
one's
just
violent. Asking a question. No one's violent.
Okay, well, loud.
What was your first feeling when I told you Bond didn't make the top 11?
What was my first feeling?
Yeah.
Luxury, okay. Not a necessity. I'm trying to tell you, this is what I talk about when I say vision.
No.
I have vision.
Was Zach Bond a necessity on the defense last year?
Zach Bond was
a necessity on the defense last year.
Can I tell you what Zach Bond was?
Oh my God.
A pleasant surprise.
That became a
so
necessity.
What? You're dodging the question.
I'm not dodging the question. I'm trying to expand you guys' minds so you can kind of see where I'm coming from when I come from the perspective that I'm coming from. I'm not trying to diminish Zach Bond's contribution.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're being honest about it, Zach Bond, when he came in here, was a huge question mark.
Of course.
He was a huge question mark.
But he became an all-pro.
And he put himself in a position to become an all-pro and take care of his family.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In a way that he wouldn't have done it if he would have stayed in New Orleans.
Absolutely. Well, we're on the same page.
And when you talk about, this is the thing that I think is lost on.
It's a lot lost.
On my stance when I say defense is a luxury, is that most of the defensive players, by the moves that this team made in the offseason, were deemed expendable.
But wait, they re-signed him away.
He was the only one. He was the only one because he was an outlier because he was a pleasant surprise. That's what made him the outlier because he did more than you thought he was going to be able to do.
Right.
He contributed above and beyond his pay grade, so you had to pay him.
So your reaction is, I was right.
I didn't say that.
No, you did.
I didn't say that.
You went back to luxury necessity.
No, I'm just saying that. There are so many different examples that are just falling out of the sky, like manna from the sky, that shows you every day the vision that I had when I had this take, this AI take that is like a universal take that is like the hottest take on the planet, like it's super hot right now.
You talking about?
That, you know, it just validates it every day.
So instead of saying the voters made a mistake, it's I was right.
No, I'm saying it is what it is because you now, like, see, one day soon, you will see
Nope.
The vision that I had when I made this you know, beautiful take.
I want you to tell the voters that they were wrong to not put Zach Bond on the top 11. No, I'm not telling them.
I'm just saying they see it the way I see it.
It's a joke.
It is a total joke. Listen, I know that this has been tough sledding for all of us that believe the way that I believe. Now I'm talking to you people. I appreciate you.
You're like a politician.
I know. Having, it really is.
Having such an open mind and realizing what I've been trying to teach these two this whole time.
No, I think they forgot. They forgot about Zach.
Here's what I find the best part of this. Like, it's like sometimes the irony is so thick. Every time that I just try to just bring everyone back to some reality on Jalen Hurts, again, a good quarterback, a winning quarterback, not number one on this list by any stretch. You know what I get told a lot?
What's that?
Joe, it's so important that he didn't turn the football over. Zach Bond forced a turnover in every playoff game.
Oh, he was a baller.
Right, but wait.
No question.
But if the quarterback protecting the ball is such a big deal that I need to not, you know, let that go, we didn't vote a defensive player that forced a turnover in every playoff game that the team won the Super Bowl onto the top 11 list.
Because you know why?
Because it's ridiculous is why. He's a top 11 player in the city.
He may have
pro.
Been their best, like, besides Saquon, from front to back of the season, from game one, minute
player.
One, to the... To the Super Bowl.
Can I help you out a little bit? Zach Bond, realistically, this is probably why people didn't vote for Zach Bond. Is because it's a small sampling size. I am not, like, to your point, it is.
Well, Saquon's on there. Same sampling size.
Saquon has, number one, this is the same thing that Jalen suffers from when we talk about quarterbacks because he was drafted lower. Mm-hmm. Zach Bond is not considered one of the elite athletes because he was a special teams player. And he came here and I'm just telling you what it is.
I don't think that's what it is.
Okay, so what is it then?
Well, hold on, because he's never been a special teamer like here. Like the only Eagles fans only know him as a player that dominated from game one to the final game.
And that's what I was trying to tell you is that people don't look at it. They look at him as a pleasant surprise. And there are some out there that might even say that he benefited tremendously from the front line that he played up against or played with, I should say.
Well, the Eagles
what did Jalen do?
Because the Eagles let the front line go to keep
things. I am saying, Jalen is the most important player on the field,
right,
he was the one that made it go. It's not the same. I hear what you're saying, Kyle. It's just not the same.
No, it's a double standard. If you're going to use that, then it's a double standard.
It's not a double standard.
It is, because Saquon benefited from the offensive line.
It's not a double standard.
It's erasure of the defense.
Well, it's not an erasure of a defense. It's the way people see it.
People are blind. Like, what are we talking about here?
I'm telling you, this. I just want to know.
Don't shoot the messenger.
When was the meeting to see how many things we could do to drive me up a wall? Because, like, we're just. It's almost like the season that we watched together. Everyone decided I saw it differently. What season did I watch?
I am just trying to.
Watched a season where the defense led the way.
I am trying to enlighten
you. He was
you.
An All-Pro. And Joel, I mean, forget the Eagles for a second. Joel Embiid got voted onto the list. The guy doesn't play basketball anymore. Joel Embiid hasn't hit 40 games in a season in three years.
I hear you, but I think that you're missing what I'm trying to say. I mean, it's not the way that I guess it is kind of the way my philosophy.
It is your philosophy.
It's kind of my philosophy.
Yeah, this is your fault.
But it's one of those things, man, where Zach is probably not getting those props because of where he came from. And how people view him. He balled out last year. He deserved everything that he got. No question.
Wasn't he second in defensive player of the year voting?
Yeah, he was, but he deserves everything that he got.
Okay, so why does everyone in the world know how good he was except us, apparently?
Because.
No, because we're lunatics.
Well, no.
This is what Joe and I have been trying to explain to everybody for a while. People have lost their minds.
No, no.
They're clouded with this idea that Jalen Hurts carried the team somehow to the Super Bowl for some reason, and now Saquon and the defense's contributions are totally diminished.
You're
ridiculous.
You're going to need a gummy after this.
What this has become is total disrespect to anyone not named Jalen Hurts.
It really is.
It's total disrespect. I mean, it's actually incredible. I mean, I don't understand why. And you are partially responsible.
Luxury, not a necessity.
No. See, this is why I am going to shoot the messenger, because you delivered this message to all of the people that are listening to this station, and they follow you.
Because
I have
vision.
I'm tired of your stupid vision.
You're the Pied Piper, and they're following you off the cliff. And you're okay with it.
I'm just trying to tell you how it is.
It's the way it is wrong.
Okay, that's another argument for another day.
It's the only argument. It's stupid.
It is what it is, man. I don't make these rules. Like that's the way teams are built now.
Did Elliott have Bond on his list? We got to find Elliott's list. Because if that guy who came on here yesterday and tried to, spin a nice little web, then, Nick Foles gets the Falcons in 2017.
Oh, now you ready to go back around.
Well, because, who cares about Nick Foles in 2017? What does that have to do with this year?
Bond is not on his list.
So Zach Bond's not on his list, but Jalen Hurts is number one. I don't know if the guy was watching different games.
Yeah, I mean, that's a disgrace. He has Bond at 12.
Oh, that's a nice consolation prize.
What are we doing?
No, even though it's a list of 11. He didn't put him on. The 12 through 20s are what you call, honorable mentions.
It's the most egregious omission from the list that so far.
He was an all-pro at linebacker. The city that used to like defense now has become Hugh Douglas delusion
that
over
to
here.
Me
defense
is,
doesn't matter.
That's worse than me and DeCamera leaving Hurts off the list.
That's a good question. They're both. They're both. I think enough to get people angry.
The people have spoken, man.
But everyone's going to throw a hissy fit and bring out their pitchforks about leaving Jalen off when Bond is if not a bigger disgrace.
He's the quarterback.
And what Bond was the middle linebacker.
And people are babies.
I don't understand what y'all don't understand about being here in Philadelphia in the way that we think about
can you
things.
Just say that people are wrong for leaving Zach Bond off? Just do me a favor and say it.
Defense is a luxury.
But this isn't this is not the Philadelphia that any of us know. Defense is what this city was built on. Do you forget who you are?
I have not forgotten.
You have.
No, but
can we hear the Sean King sack? Defense is what this city was built on.
It was.
You are an imposter.
But I think the
King ups the throw. And it's hit just as he let the ball go or didn't let it go. This might be the Eagles' ball. I think it is. I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King.
Unloaded on him, Hugh.
They weren't cheering for a pass. They were cheering because you knocked his block off.
This is a defensive town, but...
Was, apparently.
It was.
No, it is.
No,
but
no. Joe, we should revoke this town's defensive guard.
I think this is a show one day. Is this still a defensive town? Obviously not. I mean, you've led the city astray.
I have not led the city astray. I'm Lee Iacocca in this situation. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing. He used to work for Chrysler. He was the guy that ran Chrysler. He was a visionary. I just felt like throwing it out there. But the point that I'm making is this. The Chrysler Bear was hot back in the day. He was leading the way with them Chryslers. But anyway, it's something that you see. Like when you look at these teams and you look at the way that they're built, it's always offensive centric. Every team that we talk about when we talk about the Detroit Lions. We don't really talk about their defense a whole lot, even though their defense was hurt last year. We talk about their offense.
Their offense is better.
And their offense and their defense is going to come back healthier this year.
Right.
But, man, when you talk about the NFL as a whole, defensive players are interchangeable, expendable, way more than they were when the years that I played. It's just the way it is. They don't even play as many snaps as they played when I played. Like, you would average on average. From the linebackers, secondary, and everybody, you're getting at least 60 snaps a game. That was the norm. The defensive line in this NFL, they're lucky to get 40 snaps. It's more like 30 because they rotate them
much. No one disagrees on that.
No, and that's why it's become more of a luxury because the focal point of most teams to score more points than other teams.
I'm just stuck on Lee Iacocca.
I just had to drop that. I felt like being a visionary in that moment.
Using references to guys born 1924.
Yeah, it was poignant.
1924. All right, your phone calls here. Hugh, could you give everyone their fourth clue? Because
they didn't get this.
Don't know how else to say this. You are not thinking.
You're not thinking.
There you go. Can't get no better than that.
Is that the fourth clue right there? You're
it
not thinking?
He's going to be on the show later on. He's going to be on after us.
Oh, so wait. This person's going to be on the air after us today?
Yeah.
Okay.
wrong.
There's your fourth clue. 215-592-9494. We'll check in with
disgusting.
You people. Plus, a funny moment in the Mets game and some propaganda targeted at me that we need to address. All right, it's all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.